Blog Talk Radio.
You've got something we want. And now is the perfect time for you to join our Hair Radio Morning Show Advisory Board. What is the Hair Radio Morning Show Advisory Board, Willis? It's a voluntary group of amazing persons from all walks of life who come together every few months or so to share ideas that we can add to our broadcast. Now, you don't have to be in the hair or beauty world to participate, and it's totally free. So if you are interested, simply go to our website at afrolockmagazine.com. Again, that's A-F-R-O-L-O-C-K magazine.com. And send us a message or call us at 862-277-0686. Again, it's 862-277-0686. Thank you.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Gary Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
After day for same.
truth is, how someone treats you is how they feel about you. So don't try to decode or make excuses. It's simple. If they act like they don't care, they don't care.
The funny thing about strong people is that they don't need you. They choose you. And if you ever take them for granted, they'll be content without you.
They will talk about you regardless. They are watching you regardless. So do you.
Hi everybody, this is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
This is Crystal Jones Vaughn of the Sways Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello everybody, I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
So fill us in on all of that and how it all came about.
Okay, all right. So Cynthia Bailey Doll, it's just more of a positive empowerment piece that I'm trying to put out to the world, to young girls. My school, the Bailey Agency School of Fashion, most of my students are very young. I mean, I have them coming to me as young as 5 years old, up until, 30 years old. But my core students usually range between the ages of 5 and 13. And I grew up playing with dolls, and I didn't have any dolls that looked like me or that were even black. I had my dolls, my Barbie dolls were white with blonde hair, and I completely could not relate to them. And I thought, this would just be a great way to just put out something that young girls can relate to that's positive, and just another way to empower and inspire young girls.
It sounds just wonderful. And those dolls are available, correct?
Yes, they are. You can get Cynthia Bailey Doll on the website, CynthiaBaileyDoll.com. CynthiaBaileyDoll.com.
So fill us in on all of that and how it all came about.
Okay, all right. So Cynthia Bailey Doll, it's just more of a positive empowerment piece that I'm trying to put out to the world, to young girls. My school, the Bailey Agency School of Fashion, most of my students are very young. I mean, I have them coming to me as young as 5 years old, up until, 30 years old. But my core students usually range between the ages of 5 and 13. And I grew up playing with dolls, and I didn't have any dolls that looked like me or that were even black. I had my dolls, my Barbie dolls were white with blonde hair, and I completely could not relate to them. And I thought, this would just be a great way to just put out something that young girls can relate to that's positive, and just another way to empower and inspire young girls.
It sounds just wonderful. And those dolls are available, correct?
Yes, they are. You can get Cynthia Bailey Doll on the website, CynthiaBaileyDoll.com. CynthiaBaileyDoll.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of the Sways Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout-out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
We're talking with Mr. Navan Ward, and we'd like to officially welcome you, Navan, to the show. Good morning, officially.
Good morning, and officially, thank you. Thank you, Carrie, for having me.
Absolutely. Now, we've got to just jump on in on this topic. It's one that we have been covering. Well, quite frankly, long before the NIH put out the findings from their study back at the end of last year, we had already been discussing this on and off unofficially for years. This has been something that folks have suspected in the community, in our community, and they have discussed it at the kitchen table, perhaps, but it had never reached to having findings of the report just 100% or conclusively until I read this, what they had put out. So I want to start there a little bit, and what we're talking about is the use of chemical hair straighteners and how it seems to that there's this big link that has that apparently is caused for Black women who use these chemical straighteners at a much more alarming rate than other communities. So let's talk about this. Now, Nathan, how did your law firm get involved with all of this? How did this get on your radar at your firm?
Well, you know, you're right with regards to how they have this issue, hair relaxers, having some type of negative effect on those who use it. Of course, those who use it are predominantly African-American women or women who have Afro backgrounds. If you look at the start of it, look at the various different formations of it throughout the years, going from lye relaxers to all the way to no lye relaxers, but still the preparation that our women have to go through, making sure they don't scratch their head before perms, how it burns, there's a cost to straightening their hair, relaxing curls in their hair that they go through many on at least every month, every 2 months, every 3 month time frame throughout a year. It certainly has been a suspicion that type of pain has to have some negative consequences. Didn't know necessarily, at least, coming from a household with a Black mother, sister, Black wife, Black aunt, multiple close friends and loved ones who are African-American females who have to go through that process, never really thought or could imagine that some chemical people in your hair could affect your uterus or your ovaries. But the thought was that the suspicion is that this can't necessarily be okay, so to speak. But it's become a form of life. It's become for many a necessity in order to be able to have the look that they want, or to be able to fit in, to be able to achieve whatever goals they may very rarely have to achieve. So many of our women push forward and utilize these products over the years. And with that NIH study that you referenced, which showed for the first time with conclusive evidence that there is a very, very strong link to hair relaxer users and uterine cancer. And other studies that have also linked ovarian cancer to the use as well. It definitely was startling, and it's something that, all of these beautiful women in my life, as well as the clients that I have the awesome responsibility and appreciation to represent, that's an issue that we're having to cope with and deal with. And for some who are already victims of this, and then some that now have the knowledge that it may very well cause these particular injuries, and how they have to move forward with it is something that that study certainly gave to many both victims and hopefully informing the public as they go forward in the best way possible to not be victims of this particular product as well.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at ChairWatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
You wake up and your house is a mess and you decide to clean up your house and doing it makes you feel better, that's a win. You need a pen, a Sharpie, and some post-it notes. Every time I do a live for you guys, for me that's a win. Because honestly, I get very critical of myself and I just have to like put it aside. So I then take it off of here and I go put it up on my wall where I can see it. Every win you have, you put it on a post-it note and start creating your wall of wins so that you can see what you're accomplishing, so you can see what you're getting done, so you can stop beating yourself up about what you're not getting done and start patting yourself on the back and giving yourself a reward for what you are getting done. Otherwise, you get to the end of the day and you feel like, I just didn't do anything. Because if you've been depressed for 3 days and you get up one day and you decide to make breakfast for your family, that's a win. And you need to be able to see your wins because your wins will inspire you to keep on winning. Your wins will inspire you to stop beating yourself up about what you're not getting done and start focusing on what you are getting done because everything starts to align and you start doing more. My Stewie says, go to bed with a plan, wake up with a purpose. And I always say, don't put more than 3 things that you want to accomplish the next day. And as you accomplish them, write them down and put them on your wall of wins. So that when a client says no on a job, or you call and they said they're going to send you a check and you check your mail 2 days later and you still don't have the check, but what did you accomplish? What did you get done?
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Keri Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Every choice and step I make, every word and breath I take, you're the reason my world keeps turning. Like the blood running through my veins, sunshine when there's only rain, you're the reason my heart keeps learning. together, I know we'll make it.
Five reasons why I became a claims agent. That's what we're going to be talking about, Gary.
Oh, a claims agent? You mean an accredited claims agent?
Very much so, Gary. Can't argue with you with that one. Yeah, the government.
Okay.
The government says I'm an accredited claims agent.
Okay. Now, so I say in ACA. But let's break it on down, Michael. You said five reasons. I say five incredible, must be very compelling reasons that you became an accredited claims agent in ACA. Okay, I can't wait to jump in and get started. What is number five all about?
Gary, number five is I just became frustrated with the whole process, with the help that I was getting when I was trying to file for compensation. I just got frustrated. It didn't seem as though the help I was getting was adequate. I wasn't satisfied with the explanations I was getting from the people that were helping me or allegedly helping me. I just wasn't satisfied. And
well,
you would ask questions.
Michael. Yeah, so what happened exactly?
You know, perfect example. I found something new in my medical records, in my service treatment records, and the person that was supposed to be my representative never responded to me when I sent them a fax message and I asked a simple question. I said, should we be pursuing this? And it was a legitimate claim, at least I thought it was a legitimate claim for compensation. As a secondary, if I remember correctly, as a secondary, I saw it as a legitimate claim. It was in my medical records. It fit in with a primary claim that I had that I was rated for. And I said, wow, interesting. So I thought I was contacting the expert that was supposed to be my representative And I said, well, I'll ask a question. And it's the same thing, Carrie. It's like calling. When I would call my representative and you wouldn't get a call back, and it was just, it's frustrating. It's
we
bad
call
enough.
That the runaround,
you don't,
Michael.
Very, very much so. Very
wow.
much so. And, you know, and you constantly get this, constantly. And that leads to your frustration. And some people just say, you know what, forget it. I'm not even going to file. If it's this difficult just to get in touch with somebody, why am I going to waste my time filing for a claim for compensation? You know, why am I going to do it?
Oh,
can you imagine what that's like, Carrie? Can you imagine what that's like?
Yeah, that's true. Because first of all, just looking from the outside, Michael, and it makes me think that the veterans feel so frustrated that they can't believe that this is how complicated and challenging it is to
right.
pretty much, you know, to just really get what they deserve. So, you know, wow. So no help. That was really your number five reason that you
very
Michael
much
Hoffman,
so. Very much.
Became an accredited claims agent. Okay. Well, that is the topic today. And as always, Michael, we salute our veterans, you guys out there. Michael, you're a disabled veteran, and it is so important, the work that you're doing. So I can pretty much figure out, you know, some of these reasons that you became an accredited claims agent. Again, I say an ACA, Michael Hopkins. But let me just ask you, and then we'll continue on with our other four reasons. But, Michael, you know, why is this subject, you know, in terms of working and you know, someone, you know, kind of navigating the claims process for the veterans so important? Some great, you know, somebody who is really on top of it as an accredited claims agent would be. Why is that so critical to kind of like the success of their filing? Why is that so important?
Number one reason why it's so important, Carrie Hines, is communication. You have to be able to communicate with the client and let them know step by step what to do. You're holding their hand.
Wow.
And by you know, and that's what you're doing, Carrie. You're holding their hand to let them know you're not alone doing this. You have somebody else with you. We're going to do this together. It doesn't matter how long it takes or what obstacles we run into or what happens. You're not alone doing this filing for your compensation. And you're also telling them, look, I've been in your shoes. I've gone through what you've gone through. I made it to the top. I made it over the hump with this. So now I'm going to take all the knowledge, the experience I have, the ups, the downs, the crying, the triumphs, whatever it is we got to do, whatever it is, whatever it takes, I'm there for you. I'll be there with you until we win this thing together. That's why it's so important, Carrie Hines.
Michael, it gets no better than that. Oh, but it does.
Oh, yeah.
You've got four other
Very
reasons
much so.
That you became
yeah.
an accredited claims agent that you guys are going to hear today. Michael, thank you for that. That was as poignant as it could ever be. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
So, Michael Hopkins, what is at number four?
Number four, Carrie, is I began to win claims through education. What I started to do, I educated myself in the claims process. I would spend hours just reading about other people and how they file for compensation. I would watch YouTube videos all night, all day, and just listen over and over again. I'd rerun it, listen to it, get some points out of it, write some notes, then I'd run it back again, and I'd listen to it. And I kept doing that over and over and over, and I started gathering knowledge, education. And I started to be able to break this claim thing down for other people so
Mike,
that they understood.
When did you realize that, though? When, at what point did you realize, hold it, I think I know a lot. I think I'm an expert at this. Was there a point that you kind of said, hold it, I think I've learned a few things here?
Oh, yes, Carrie. That, and I'm glad you said that, Carrie, because I'm kind of laughing. The reason being is because the first time I filed six claims, I won, and that was with the help of a VSO, a Veteran Services Officer. Well,
VSO, yeah.
There were four claims still on the table, and there was one in particular, and that was about my feet. I had flat feet when I went in the United States Army, and my feet always bothered me all the times that I was in the military, from active duty, guard, and reserves. I spent 21 years, and out of 21 years, guess how many years my feet were bothering me?
21? I'm going to say 22.
How did you ever guess? 21 years of pain in my feet, man.
Yeah.
21
wow.
years. And what I did was when I filed and I kept asking questions, and finally one of the VSOs explained to me what his wife did, how she gathered her medical evidence, and she put it all together, sent it to the VA, and it worked. So I said, you know what? I have nothing to lose by doing exactly what she did. I duplicated what she did. I gathered 21 pages about my feet. Can you imagine that, Gary? 21 pages all about my feet, my aches, my pains, and everything. And I had been watching a lot of the YouTubes and watching other people file for compensation and explain things. So what I did is I gathered up 21 pages, medical records. I also took another sheet of paper, and I wrote every time I had an issue with my feet, 21 different times, the date, time, and what happened. Then I wrote a personal statement all about my feet, the issues I was having. After I did that, it was roughly about 3 to 4 weeks later, I received a letter in the mail from the VA claims and compensation section congratulating me on being awarded 50%, which is the highest rating you could get for bilateral flat feet. And I almost fell out. I went from 20% to 70% in a very short period of time. So not only did I get a pay increase, I also got a knowledge increase. So the next time I filed, because I still thought you had to utilize the experts, Carrie, you know, the professionals, the ones that they're supposed to know more than me about this claim thing.
Yeah.
The next time I met with them, I had a 1-inch thick binder with what I was going to file, why I was going to file it, why medically I should file it, why it's a secondary. I mean, I just went on an all-out assault to do this next filing. And everybody was looking at me, the people that were helping me file, and they were looking at me, and I'm thinking, okay, well, this is what I want to do. This is why this does this. You know, you guys are the professionals. I'm not a professional at this. I just know from studying and reading, this is what it looks like. You know what their answer was to me, Carrie?
What was their answer at that time?
Their answer literally was, do you work here? You should work here. And that's what they, and these are the professionals. They said, yeah, man, you should be working here because you understand this. They were in
wow.
shock. I passed the binder around. They were looking through it. They're like, who is this guy? But my thought pattern, Carrie, was everybody does this to file for claims. Isn't that, this is what you're supposed to do. I had no idea this is not what most people did. That was my aha moment.
Wow. That's a big aha moment, though.
Yes, it was. It was a gigantic aha moment.
Right. What it was doing was channeling to you and being stated to you that this is something that you could do. And you really, right, Michael? And you realize that
very
you could
much
help
so.
Others. So now.
Yeah, very much
right?
so.
So when did you get the feeling that you could help others, though? When did that dawn on you?
Carrie, that's a great question. Great question. And when it happened, Carrie Hines, I was in my veterans meeting that I go to every Friday faithfully. And in the middle of the meeting, we were discussing different things, and the claims process came up. And I hadn't been going to the meetings that long, but I was listening to the guys, and I was starting to figure some things out. So I kind of stood up, and I said, well, if anybody needs help with claims, I can help you. Nobody said anything except for one person, and that was one of the leaders of our group. After the meeting, she came to me, and she said, can you really help me? I mean, can you really help me with my claims? Because she was frustrated. I could hear it in her voice. And I said, sure, I'll take a look at your claims. And, you know, sure, I'll see what you got. And I spent time with her going through her claim, through her medical records and understanding stuff and talking to her. And I started pointing out things that she should file for. It came down to she had roughly, it was either 13 or 15 different items that no one told her to either file for or go back and do like a high-level review or a supplemental because she had new and relevant evidence. Nobody told her any of this. Nobody told her to go into her medical records from the VA hospital and pull things out. I was the only one that told her this because she was frustrated because she'd file somebody. People would tell her stuff. She'd file. It would come back. You know, you've been denied. She'd get frustrated. But with this time with me, when we put those 15 claims together and we sent them in, and this right here was a really, yes, it was quite an experience, Carrie. The veteran called me up on a Saturday morning. I never will forget. It was an early Saturday morning. My cell phone went off. Very unusual for me because I really, not early on a Saturday morning. And I looked. I recognized the number. Hello. She was crying. And I said, uh-oh, I hope I haven't done something wrong here with your claim. She said, no. Said the reason why I'm crying is because I'm no longer at the low rating that I had because of you. I'm now at a higher rating. So it was tears of joy, Carrie Hines. It wasn't tears of just crying and I'm upset or angry or I'm hurt. She was so happy that somebody took the time to show her the proper way to file for compensation. And also, as she was a retired veteran, so they were taking a piece of her retirement check in order to pay her the compensation. And they were no longer going to be able to do that because I helped her. And she, to this day, Carrie, she is so grateful every time we talk to each other. She's so grateful because she went on to follow what I was doing, and I helped her to get to her 100%, and she went on, and she started getting other benefits from the VA that she would have never gotten if I hadn't helped her.
Yes.
Well, it hadn't been for me. Yes.
Amazing. Amazing. And, wow. This is why what you do is so important. And the fans of the Radio Morning Show and Red Talk Radio Show, they're so impressed with you. So impressed, Michael Hopkins. Listen, if you guys are just joining us, this is incredible. The topic today for Michael Hopkins and all the veterans and everybody, you don't have to be a veteran again to take something from this. But, Michael, I love this. Today is about five reasons that you, Michael Hopkins, became an accredited claims agent. And boy, have you been telling us some stories today. So at number three, Michael Hopkins, what is at number three?
At number three, Carrie Hines, I actually started a new career.
Uh-oh.
I really did. I actually started a new career. You know, I have been in the security industry. I've been in the law enforcement. I've been in the military community. I've done all of those things for over 20 years. And when I finally retired from the security community, I said, okay, I'm retired now. And, you know, at first you kind of sit home and you just absorb that I'm retired. I ain't got to get up in the morning. I ain't got to do it. And then after a while, you want to do something else. And I kept saying, what the heck am I going to do? And then all of a sudden, I started helping other veterans with the claims process. And when I looked up again, I'm in a new career. I'm an accredited claims agent. And, you know, and I get to be on this show. That talk radio show
talk
with who?
Radio, hair radio, everything.
Hair radio, all of that, Carrie.
All of that because of what your work represents.
Right.
Wow.
And you know, Carrie, you and I, you know, behind the scenes, we always talk about what I went to school for, college for. You know, I went to college for what I'm doing here on the show. This is what I actually went to college for, but I wound up doing all kinds of other careers, very important careers, and it just went full circle for me retiring, and now I'm back into the career that I actually went to school for. It's, you know, I have to pinch myself sometimes, Carrie.
Absolutely.
Get to work with you and Nicole Marie, you two are the greatest co-hosts that a guy could ever ask for, man.
Well, much
you know,
appreciated,
it's just
Michael. Much appreciated. Thank you for saying that. I'm back at you. What I'm also I'm always thinking about, I said, well, my goodness, Michael, but you had an opportunity to merge your passions into this new career. So you
very
gotta
much
remember,
so.
Yes, you started out with maybe in the back of your mind about broadcasting and all of that. But look, it's been coupled with your passion to help veterans with their process, their claims process, to navigate and all of that. So this has been quite remarkable. And again, we wouldn't have known about that. And look, you came and had the incredible wherewithal to bring what you do to our network. So that in itself is pure genius. So listen, we know why you're so successful at helping the veterans. We know what those reasons are. So thank you, Michael Hopkins. Well, listen, you are, I'm going to say it, Michael, you're at number two. Again, the five reasons that Michael Hopkins has become an accredited claims agent. So Michael, what's at number two?
Number two, Carrie, most veterans needed education in filing claims for compensation. That's the element that was missing with most veterans. They weren't educated. And that was one of the reasons I said I'm going to educate veterans on this claims and compensation.
Okay.
I want to educate them.
Okay, because the number four was education for you when you educate yourself. But number two is that you are educating the veterans. Okay, I want to make sure that's all
very
clear.
Much so. Thank you. And Carrie, I found myself doing this over and over again, even in my vet meetings that I would go to, and I would find myself as one of the facilitators, and I would be educating the veterans in the group on the claims process, because a lot of the stuff they did not know. Even if they were rated, they had somebody else help them. And that person or that group was not educating them on how the system works. They weren't educating them. And the way I would know it, I would ask them questions, or in the group, I would show them things, and they would say, I didn't know this. Nobody never told me that. Nobody told me about that form to fill out, and if I fill this form out, I can get paid extra money. How come nobody ever told me that? And they never told me to add my wife on as a dependent and my kids. Nobody told me that. And I would hear this over and over, over and over, over and over. So I made sure that I stayed up on the latest events with the VA and the claims section, the benefits section, as it's called. I made sure. And I just love educating veterans. They have, in my vet group, Carrie, they have like a kind of it's kind of a funny joke about me. And they do it out of love. And they tell all the new veterans that come in, if they're going to work with me, they need to pack their lunch because they're going to be with me at least 2 or 3 hours.
Hold it. I'm saying that's true, and I'm not a veteran.
Very much so. Yeah, one of the guys joked. Yeah. It's so beautiful, Carrie.
I love it. Outstanding, but that, Michael Hopkins.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
Out of love.
Well, listen, we are just rolling on down the line today with this. This is a great topic, and it's a moving topic, and it's something I didn't quite expect, these wonderful stories and anecdotes, Michael. But I thank you. Now, you have really knocked out these numbers so far. Now, we went from number 5 to number 2 in terms of the 5 reasons. I'm going to say the top 5 reasons that you became an accredited claims agent, Michael Hopkins. Okay, so now maybe we could do a quick review from number 5 to number 2. Is that possible, Michael?
Very much so, Carrie Hines. Very much so. At number 5, I became frustrated with the help I was getting when I was receiving and filing for claims. It was frustrating. The help just was not there. And number 4, I began to win through educating myself about the claims process. I began to win. Number 3, little did I know, I started a new career. And it's a combination, as you say, I've combined my love of helping veterans with claims with a career in broadcasting that I always dreamed about. And that's like a wow. That's a big wow. Or like you say, that's ginormous. It's ginormous.
At number 6.
Number 2, Carrie, I found that most veterans needed education when filing for claims. There was a lack of education.
Wow.
And I just saw to fill that void. It's just a lack.
Well, okay, I think it's almost time for number one.
Kerry, the number one reason why I do this, I was determined that no veteran should struggle filing a claim. That's the number one reason why I do this, Kerry Hines.
Amazing. Wow. Well, it gets no better than that, Michael. Okay. So now, Michael, you always have some words of encouragement to send the folks off with today, the amazing veterans. What would you like to say, Michael Hopkins?
Kerry, it's all about the vets, their families, the people that support the veterans. That's what it's all about. You don't have to be a veteran to want to help a veteran or listen to what we do. That's what it's all about.
The shop money is fast money, and if you're wise, you'll stash the money, because eventually you'll get burnt out. Now your pocket's looking funny. Never saw it coming, because you've been balling since 24. Doing hand designer shoes all day, now your knees sore. Create your exit plan, or you'll be stuck in the trap. Like selling dope, the money come faster with no plan, it's a wrap. Miss your kids growing up trying to stack that paper. Now they're grown and you missed out on their life, and I hope they don't hate you. The shop will make you money, but it can leave you blind. Taking that thing that you can't get back, and that's called time. Taking trips to the hair show, yeah, that's sweet, but then you gotta rush back to the shop to stand on your feet. I'm just trying to school this generation the best that I can. Ball out and stack that paper, make sure you got an exit plan. The hair game is like a trap, money falling in your lap. God forbid you get sick, now your clientele off track. You better get you some insurance, and that's just something you can't dodge, cause you mess around and you get sick, now you're forced to get a job. You buy your kids everything just to compensate for the time lost. Traded in the best years of their life just to call myself a boss.
Coming soon, don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston, Tony Terry, and of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with The Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
Lolote, tu hambre na.
Well, it's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins, and I'm Carrie Hines right here on the All Know Here Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York Live. Always make it a great day.
Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, thank you, Purple Barbie. It is Wednesday morning. It's February 7th, 2024. Happy mid-show. Just doing so much this morning and enjoying the broadcast. Let me bring to the line my amazing co-star. You know her well. She comes to us all the way out of Water Valley, Mississippi, the one and only Nicole Marie. Happy mid-show. Happy Wednesday.
Happy
February.
Oh, yes. How
all
you doing, Gary?
Above.
Yeah.
Doing great. No complaints today. Life is wonderful. Really
wonderful.
Is.
Glad to hear.
Yeah, just been very focused on really rolling out a fantabulous broadcast today. Really wanted
of
to
course.
Get some things on. I think so, too. And so much going on out there. And boy, we have, you know, I always say this, we have a lot to unpack. Even from this point forward.
Always.
Yeah, we're at the midpoint, you know, second hour, top of the second hour. And just a lot of big announcements. So just first I want to check in with you. Yeah, as always. How's everything going? And are you guys down in Mississippi? Are you still celebrating Black History Month? Or does it kind of start to dissipate after the first couple of days?
Well, everything is great down here in Mississippi. Black History Month, we actually do continue to celebrate. You know, last week, of course, the big announcement, okay, it's Black History Month. But, yes, I celebrate every day. I celebrate with my students at school. We always have a lesson because in the school, at least from my perspective, there are only certain African-American people that you hear about all the time. Martin Luther King and Rosa Parks. It's the only people that are discussed, if at all. And there are so many more African-American people that have done so much, that have contributed so much, and who our children just don't know about, and even some adults don't know about. So every day I pick someone and we discuss it. I tell them about it. We watch a video about them because they need to know. And then the same thing for just throughout the month. In our community, we have Black History events that are planned. We have speakers. We have, you know, just people that are contributing themselves. And so there are events that are all throughout the month here.
Wow.
So how about you, Gary? How about there in New York?
Yeah, I was just thinking as you were saying that. First I just want to say you're absolutely right. And it's not just in the schools, but sadly it's pretty much throughout society. I look at our television broadcast TV, and they do the same thing. They roll out, which we love those individuals. But
we are intimately
with these folks. There's a plethora of folks that are just not recognized.
Yeah.
They're getting the attention that they should get. But should that surprise you when we don't get the attention that we should get? So that's
not
a surprise
at all, Gary. So that's why it's up to
us
to educate.
That's right. That's right, Nicole Marie. So this is something that we aim to correct right here
on
the Hair Radio Morning Show. That's really essentially why we created this broadcast. It is a cultural touchstone. It has, I say to folks, because we hear a lot, Black History is now, I've got a new flash for you. The Hair Radio Morning Show is Black History.
That's it.
And that's
Black
what we're all about
there,
here. So, yes, exactly. And that's such a true thing. Let me say, I've got so much to talk about, Nicole Marie.
All right.
Coming up in just a little bit. Yes, well, we've got Hope of the Day. Of course, we're going to talk about that. Talk about being inspired, inspiration. So I can't wait for you to roll that on out in just a short while. But first, I wanted to mention, got back confirmations. I'll be at the International Beauty Show.
Wonderful.
March 3rd, 4th, and 5th, next month of 2024. Yeah, this is huge. I'm super excited. I've been at every year at this show for I don't even know how long. I don't even know how long we go back. Is that long? And I don't think I've actually missed a year, so I'm real grateful about that. And, you know, we're just doing it up. We're doing it up. So, but that's not the only. Well, that is. And let me just, you know, for those of you who are just joining us today, you don't know even what IBS stands for. Let me kind of bring you up to speed on it. IBS New York is really, it stands for the International Beauty Show. And it's held at the Jacob Javits Convention Center, and that's in New York City. And the borough is over in Manhattan. I'm right now in the borough of Brooklyn, New York.
Right.
So, and you've been there. You've been there, Nicole Marie.
I certainly have. And it was wonderful. It was a wonderful event. Oh, my gosh.
All the excitement, right?
Yes, it was.
Yes. And a big building. That's a huge building. Ooh,
a huge building, yes.
Yes. And they usually have up with it. They do. They have about 80,000 people, you know, and the people who are going through the door. So you got exhibitors, you know, with all their products and things like that, and, you know, mini demonstrations and all kinds of, they got a stage, main stage, and they got all kinds of wonderful folks passing through the doors, and I just love it. Well,
any and every product you can think of.
every hair and beauty product and the manufacturers and the speakers and models and photographers and just there. TV is there. Everybody's there. I'm there. So I usually get a chance to mix it up with folks from CNN and all these other places. So I just really love it. I really do. So this year, you know, as we do each year on the Hair Radio Morning Show, we don't just talk about things here. We go behind the scenes. So I'll chatting, coming up probably around, she's scheduled to be on our show on Wednesday, the 21st of this month. We are talking to the top. She is the event director, and talk about those 80,000 folks. Well, meet the lady behind all of that. So we go straight to the top. So Elizabeth will be with us again right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show for all the latest, what's happening at the International Beauty Show this year, what makes it different from years in the past, of course, what's happening on their educational front, and so much more. So you don't want to miss it. Coming up, she'll be with us. Me too, a little over a week, so that's going to be really, really nice. Actually, I think it's exactly in 2 weeks, 2 weeks from today. So, wow. I can't wait. So that's going to be nice. Yes. And as we kind of move forward during this during the year on the Hair Radio Morning Show, we will be talking about a lot of the events, Nicole Marie, that they are having. And you have my pledge to kind of take you behind the scenes. I plan to hit the road quite a bit this year. And yeah, so I'm looking forward to it. Had a quick conversation yesterday, so I'm going to keep my fingers crossed on the folks at the Madam C.J. Walker Theater. You guys know I had that on Friday's show, which was just so I had a quick convo. We're going to see where that goes. I'm trying to get them back here for all of you guys, and we'll talk a little bit about that in days to come. And just, we're always working behind the scenes.
Always working.
Right? Nicole Marie, I've got to tell you about my day trip yesterday.
Yes, please do. I want to hear all about it.
Okay. Well, folks, you guys know it's rare to get a chance to get out of the studio. And I'm shouting out Siobhan this year. You guys know her. She invited me out to the Tamron Hall TV show. And so it was an actual live broadcast. I was blown away. I thought it was going to be like a taped show, you know, being in radio and TV production myself, but it was live. So we made it down. It was right in New York City. I'm speaking of Manhattan, the borough of Manhattan, which is about maybe where from my door, probably about 45 minutes to an hour down. I'm down in South Brooklyn. But I got to say, it was really just extraordinary. It really was. You know, what can I say, Nicole Marie? It was much more than I had expected. I shared some video clips and pictures on Facebook. I'll put them on the Hair Radio show, the Hair Radio Morning Show Facebook page. So you can go there. I'll do that right after the show this morning. So you can get a little glimpse behind the scenes. Tamron Hall is an incredible broadcaster. I've been kind of following her a little bit from afar. With her career on the Today Show, and then when she launched her own talk show, it was really nice. And I got a chance to kind of, when I go to shows, TV shows and things like that, I'm studying production. You know,
right.
I'm a producer. So,
always
yeah, I'm looking at,
figuring it out.
I'm always studying, right? I'm looking at the lights. I'm looking at the, you know, the equipment. I'm looking at the teleprompter. I'm looking at the guests. I'm looking at every little thing that's done. I don't know. I just love production and TV and radio. Does that make sense?
It does. That's what you do.
Yeah.
So
that's what we do.
Yeah. Continue to learn and build. Yeah.
Exactly. And so just had a really good time. So I want to shout out to folks at the Tamron Hall Show as well, because this was something that was just a good time. Now, coming up, let me just say this. Yes, and we plan to go, you know, I just also had a really great day in the city. We had a chance to grab some lunch. We were there in my neck of the woods. I guess the show was on from like, you know what? I better have you check your local listings because I'm not sure. But we were on live yesterday, and I went to YouTube just to, you know, let everybody know. I went to YouTube and watched some clips from the Tamron Hall Show, and I saw myself right there, biggest day.
Oh,
I saw Sharon. I saw myself. Yeah, biggest day on quite a few. I saw on the clips. I'll share some of those links as well. But, yeah, it was really, really exciting, just to put it mildly, this
morning. Great experience.
It was. Now, hey, I want to talk a little bit on, you know, just what's happening here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. Talk about behind the scenes. We are going to be introducing you very soon, likely in the next week, sometime next week, to a new contributor to the broadcast. We have a new natural hair stylist that you're going to, yeah, well, she's been on our show. So this is a real teaser. She's been on our show a few times over the years, but this is the first kind of ongoing relationship that she's going to have nexus with the broadcast. So I'm real excited about that. And she's a natural hair expert and a great communicator. And I think she's going to fit in with our hair family just beautifully.
Great.
So I'm looking to some panel
looking
discussions and
it.
All of that. Yeah, we got to go in on the hair side. You know, that's important. That's very, very important. And we're looking forward to all of that. So those are some pretty big announcements.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yes, they are.
So was did you enjoy anything? Was there anything to jump out at Nicole Marie this morning? I was just enjoying the broadcast.
I certainly was enjoying it myself. Always love to hear Michael Hopkins and the reason why that he helps others with the claims process. Always enjoy that. And that is so, so very true. Everything he mentioned, that is Michael Hopkins. You know, this is definitely helping people with claims. It's his passion, and I just enjoyed that. I just enjoyed it. It's always wonderful
awesome.
Just to hear it again.
Good, yeah.
So
well, that was that actually was just our first time getting that on the show today. But absolutely, you're right. Listen, I want to just say, coming up as well in the next half hour, we're not waiting to the spotlight hour. We're going to roll right on in. I have a special talk about new things with Dr. Dorfman, Dr. Robert Dorfman, who will be joining us right here in this space to talk about what his commitment, and he loves this hair business, Jewel. Hear me chat
Great.
Out in just a little bit. So you don't want to go anywhere. That's coming up in the next half hour. Yes, stay tuned. And then in our spotlight hour, we're gonna at this moment, we'll do some more chats. I got some updates for you. Plus, we'll roll back on some of the wonderful vault items. Of course, as you know, we're still rolling towards 1,000 episodes.
All right, we're on our way.
We are on our way. Well, today is a milestone. It's our 950th show.
Wow.
Little milestone.
Wow, wow. Wonderful.
So what goes through your mind on that, Nicole Marie?
Oh, what an awesome experience and just such longevity. You think 950 shows, all of the guests, all of the interviews, all of the just wonderful people that have just come through here and that we've had the opportunity to speak with. It's just amazing. Amazing, amazing.
It's a lot.
Yes, it
yeah.
is. Yes, it is. And I'm so looking forward to 1,000 and beyond. We're almost there.
Yeah, this is true. We really are. And this is it. You know, I have a good feeling about all of that, and I'm going to see if folks out there, which I believe they will, they helped us celebrate when we were making our 10th year mark, and right. I have a strong feeling that our broadcast partners will help us to recognize this significant happening. And
yeah.
again, we started long before there was something called a podcast. We really did. Okay, we predate the podcast. Listen, it's time for this. Take a listen.
Well, first of all, hope is important to each and every one of us because it gives our lives meaning. It's that belief that our future can be better than our past. So no matter what we may have been through, going to go through, there's always hope. Just that positive expectation that change can and will occur in all of our lives. So every day, I share an inspirational way from a book by Patrick Lindsay, and it's called High Hope.
All right. Very high hope. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Nicole Marie, wait to get our morning dose of inspiration. What do you have on tap for our hope of the day?
The hope of the day is open the windows, feel the breeze and the fresh air as it brings renewal. Watch the light fill the rooms. Listen to the sounds of the street. Breathe in the new day. Open up to new ideas. Back to you, Carrie.
Oh, boy, I'm loving this. But if I open the window today, I'm going to freeze in New York. But you know what? I will say this about Patrick Line there in the book, High Hope, is because, yeah, you do need to freshen your ideas. And sometimes opening up that window, you know, doing something a little bit different than your normal thing, you know, is that's enough of a motivator. That's enough of an impetus, catalyst, all those synonyms to get you kind of going.
Right.
So
right.
it's important to do so. And I just love it. I really do. Renewals. Good word.
That's it. Renewal.
Yes. Now, what about yourself, Nicole Marie? Are you big on that and being able to turn the corner and open up those windows and recognize opportunities?
I certainly am, Carrie. Well, first of all, let me just say, talking about open up the window, letting in some fresh air, sometimes if we're in too long, that we need that freshness, that light to just refresh us, renew us, to push us. And then when it comes to new ideas and new opportunities, it's the same thing. You have to be ready for those doors to open, for those opportunities to come your way, and you have to be ready for them. Because sometimes we can kind of get stifled a little bit. No, you have to be open to opportunity and know that everything is coming right to you that you deserve. So just like opening up the window, those opportunities are opening up to you and for you, but you have to be ready for them. You have to see them, and you have to act on them.
Ooh, all right. Well, I'm excited. All right, listen, folks, if you have just tuned in, you're listening to a live broadcast. We're talking about the All-New Hair Radio Morning Show. It is Wednesday morning, February 7th of 2024. It's our broadcast number 950 for all of you who are keeping track. And I just want to say, I think, Nicole Marie, Valentine's Day is on the way. 1 week from today, just a little reminder there.
Yes, it is.
Right.
And let me just say, Carrie, Valentine's Day is within a week, but I have my own holiday right before Valentine's Day because it's my birthday.
And then the day after Valentine's Day
is my daughter's birthday. So we're celebrating all week.
Oh, okay. Well, give us the date. Give us the date.
Well, my birthday is on February the 13th. Valentine's Day is on the 14th. And then my daughter's birthday is on the 15th.
Oh,
so
wow.
We're actually, let me tell you, Carrie, we're actually starting on Sunday with the Super Bowl, and the whole week is a party. That next week is
well,
a party.
Well, I will be there. Even though I didn't get my invitation, I'm coming there.
come on.
We'll be celebrating. Wow.
Just a blessing.
Well, speaking of your birthday is the 13th, Valentine's is the 14th, and your daughter's the 15th. And also, Siobhan's birthday is on the 15th, so they share that.
Oh, wonderful. So
everybody's nice. Kind of doing their thing. Well, you know what? In honor of all of that, we're going to a wonderful music break. And when we come back, Dr. Dorfman will be with us. So that's going to be really exciting. So we want you to stay with us. Lots more to go. Big announcements and some bold items coming up in the Spotlight Hour on today's show. So I'll be with you guys. Stay with us. So here is, in honor of, just because it's your birthday next week, Nicole Marie, and Valentine's Day and all that wonderful good stuff, and your daughter's birthday and Siobhan's birthday, we are going to dedicate this next song, one of your favorites, Miss Anita Baker, and Stay My Love. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Because I think about you, baby, from beginning to end.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of The Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge, and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
But then it's like, you know, I'm kind of wondering, do they know how Carrie Hines fits into this? Because you have been part of a media, I won't say frenzy, you've been part of the media and made some very, very important inroads and, you know, connections that I think that somebody needs to explore and write about or talk about or tell about. So I'm thankful that you're going to help me look back and kind of document some of the things that you have contributed to media and some of the people and lives that you've touched, because I think it's really important and people don't know because you're so humble. And if you would, just indulge me and share with the listeners some of the things that you do as Carrie Hines.
That I have profited more from the negative as opposed to the positive.
Really?
Yes, because...
Negative experiences?
Yes, absolutely. I really relish and treasure them more than positive, because if I have been able to survive it and reach another level, that has given me more growth, more strength, more confidence.
Yes.
It has enriched my life more, and that's why I treasure them.
All right, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have a very, very special guest today joining us really for the very first time right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. It is my great honor to talk to a gentleman who loves the industry as much as I do, and that says a lot. So, again, it's my great pleasure to introduce to you guys Dr. Robert Dorfman. Good morning, and welcome to the process. Welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Good morning. It is such an honor to be on here today. First of all, let me just say that I know you love hair, and I'll tell you, I love hair. You live and breathe this stuff. I've suffered from my own hair loss. And when you go through something like that, I feel like it just triggers an interest that goes beyond something that could be just like a regular interest. It really triggers a passion. And, this is something that not only am I a hair loss patient, I'm a hair loss doctor, I'm a hair loss surgeon. I actually also am a product creator for this. So, I mean, like I said, when I say hair is my life, it is my life. So thank you again for having me today.
Absolutely. And again, you're at the right home here at Hair Radio. So thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to be with us. First, let's just kind of start at the beginning, Dr. Dorfman. You are the founder of Done by Dorfman, and I want to hear all about it. You're the medical director there. You do a whole lot. I want to talk about, just tell us a little bit about your business, and we'll take it from there.
Yeah, absolutely. Prior to this, I did training in plastic surgery and then hair transplant. And really, everything kind of for me goes back to when I was actually 19 years old. I sat down in my barber's chair, and my barber was like, hey, your hair's thinning. And that is the worst thing you can possibly hear when you're like a freshman in college and you're like, oh, my God, like, anything he would have sold me that day, I would have bought. I was like, he's like, try Nioxin. I bought the Nioxin. It made my hair loss worse. Then I went, I was like, okay, I'm going to buy Revita. The Revita made my hair loss worse. I went all natural. That didn't do anything. I tried Rogaine. I got a shed. It triggered this journey for me that ultimately led me to start experimenting with my own kind of products and just mixing stuff. Actually, now I'm not kidding, in my kitchen, I was really just mixing different things and testing it on my own head. And it led me to actually come up with something that I've been using now for years in my own head. And, even when I was training in plastic surgery, I really found, I liked doing breast augmentations and facelifts, and I love doing like injectables. I still do a lot of like treatments like that, like Botox and lasers, and I love it. But for me, when you suffer from hair, you become just obsessed with it. It just became an obsession for me. And after my training, I actually went and trained with one of the world's best hair restoration surgeons as I learned his technique and worked with him and really got a lot of hands-on experience doing hair transplants too. And then now I treat hair from A to Z. So I started getting a lot of my own clients. Because of the passion I was writing, I've been asked to write the official textbook on non-surgical hair restoration by the Aesthetic Multispecialty Society, and that's the world's largest organization for aesthetic providers, 70,000 physicians worldwide, and they asked me to write the official book on hair restoration. And, I speak at all the big meetings for the doctors, and I try to do a lot of research. I'm running a clinical trial right now on a product called microvascular tissue, MVT. This is something that, I am extremely passionate about. And the clinic was really just because we started getting so many patients coming to see me that I was, I just went and I started my own clinic to help people, to see patients. And, it's a journey. It's been absolutely amazing. I was honored to recently be on Good Day LA because I treated, I can't say who, but someone close to that show.
I actually remember Good Day LA. I remember Good Day LA when I lived out there. So love that. Yeah, awesome. This is incredible. And again, now you are out. Now you're out in the Beverly Hills area, Dr. Dorfman, is that right?
Yes, we're right in the heart of Beverly Hills, right next to the Beverly Wilshire Hotel. So right across the street from the Dad Drive.
Okay, you bring back a lot of memories. That's all I'm going to say. Just awesome. Absolutely awesome. My big thing with, with different options and treatments and all of that when it comes to hair restoration, what are folks, I think they're most interested in knowing what's available to them. Go right ahead, Dr. Dorfman. Go ahead, please, feel free.
No, I'll tell you, you're right. There's so many things available. And I think the problem that I noticed is that unfortunately most doctors aren't trained in hair. In residencies, it's literally like one lecture that you get literally over the course of like years, like literally one lecture, like 1 hour lecture. That's it. So like no one is really formal training in it. All people really know is like, oh, minoxidil, finasteride, right? So you go to your primary care doctor or your dermatologist and they're just like, here, here's the prescription. Like that is not the right way to treat hair loss. And it drives me crazy. And I saw a common pattern. I still see a common pattern where people come to see me and it's been like, they gone to see their dermatologist, their primary care doctor. They got started on some kind of generic prescription. The doctor took 2 minutes with them, didn't really bother to listen and understand what was actually going on. Now they're coming to see me 3 years later. Their hair loss is substantially worse, and that's a problem. So I, you know, when I speak at these meetings, I try to educate doctors. The most important thing is making the right diagnosis. That is the number one thing. There are so many causes of hair loss. It could be regular male-female pattern hair loss. It could be alopecia areata. It could be frontal fibrosing alopecia, central centrifugal cicatricial alopecia, discoid lupus. You could be on maybe getting off birth control, Ozempic, postpartum. There are so many causes. And in writing a simple prescription is not going to solve it. You need to get in to see an expert who's gonna take the time to understand what is causing it. And then when you make the right diagnosis, then you treat the diagnosis.
Exactly. That's why we're so excited to have you here, because this is something I've been talking about hair loss on the Hair Radio Morning Show since, we're going to say since the 90s. Wow. So it's been a topic that has just, it has just, you know, sadly it's still being talked about because there are folks suffering. And so that's usually the big thing. And I love what you just said. You really hit the nail on the head. Trying to figure out what is the root cause of their hair, thinning hair issues or hair loss, however you want to look at that. And so, and then once, and then, you know, once that gets figured out, and what type of alopecia is applicable, if you will, and you can look at what treatment options or depending upon, like you said, an areata, I think it grows back after a while, like all kinds of stuff can shock your system and cause it as well as the, you know, everything from medicine to, I mean, it's just the list literally is as long as, you know, the, what was it, the independent constitution, trying to figure out what are the different things. But here's what I always tell folks who are suffering. We've had a lot of fans on the show called in and talked about some of their, you know, their hair journey, so to speak, with us on the air. And so I always tell folks, even as a, you know, I start early with everybody. I tell all my family and, you know, I'm like the hair man, of course. So I tell them, make sure to start your hair journey, keep a journal and talk about different things. Tell them the proper things for if you are going to go topical with things, what types of things work and that kind of thing. So for me, when I came across Dr. Dorfman, I was just blown away. So right away, I'm like, you got to come to the show. And this is something I want to hear. You know, like you said, you've got products. You've got a whole lot that you're doing to help folks. And I've had on some you know, folks from different industries and different aspects and different parts of the spectrum of hair and you know, and what their options were for thinning hair and, you know, for hair loss and all of that. So it's great to have someone on like yourself to kind of break it on down. And I'm keeping my fingers crossed, but we want to get you here a little bit more regularly, Dr. Dorfman. So we'll talk about that.
Yes. Well, like I said, thank you again for having me.
Oh, absolutely. And again, folks, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to the All-New Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. Now, I have a very special guest again joining us. You are the epitome of someone who I believe is perfectly, you know, you're just well positioned to help folks who are dealing with hair loss and what their restoration options are and all of that. So talk a little bit about that. Now you, have mentioned something about non-surgical, restoration. Can you tell us what that is all about, Dr. Dorfman?
Yeah. So a lot of people come to me and they just think all we do is just cut. Like I've had someone literally come and say, oh, someone just told me I should wait until I get totally bald and then just do a hair transplant. And I'm like, that is the worst advice. That's like, that's the opposite of what you should do. What I always recommend is start with the non-surgical. See, a lot of times, actually, that's why I was on that show on Good Day Ladies, because I had a patient who was literally like convinced he needs a transplant. We're going to do a transplant. And I was like, just try a couple months. I was like, just take, there's medications you can take. There's topicals that you can do. There's hair lasers that you can do. We can microneedle in different kinds of growth factors. And I was like, just try it. And I was, and honestly, I tell my patients, I want them to try it for a month just to see, because you oftentimes can thicken up to the point where even if we need a transplant, you don't have to transplant as much. It saves a lot of the donor hair. And we had such a good result with the non-surgical that he was like, I don't even want to transplant anymore. My hair is perfect. And I was like, yeah, I told you, I saved him thousands of dollars, no incisions, no downtime, all with just the right regimen. So what we did is, you can get on things like medications, right? Minoxidil, finasteride, yes, they are effective in the right circumstance. They're right. Definitely, you know, excellent medications to be on. But you need to know when to use them appropriately. Not everyone needs them. So that's the one thing that you exactly. want to speak to an expert to. But the meds are great. Now, things like vitamins, Nutrafol, Viviscal, they're not going to help a ton. They're not going to hurt. So I feel like why a lot of people feel comfortable promoting them is because there's really no downside, right? Like, you're just going to, worst case, right. you take too many vitamins, nothing's going to happen. But, you know, usually if you are, now let's say if you have like celiac disease, Crohn's disease, irritable bowel disease, right, syndrome, right. something where you're not absorbing nutrients, you're morbidly obese or anorexic, those situations, then taking vitamins could be beneficial. But for the vast majority, that's not going to be a game changer, although it's not going to hurt. So, you know, I'm not opposed to people taking vitamins, but it's not going to change anything, you know, drastically. Other things like the hair laser that we offer in office, and this is not the laser cap, which I know people can buy at home. Yeah, that's not bad, not too. Bad. But we have an actual laser in office that is a 1927 nanometer real laser that actually triggers hair growth. It helps create new blood vessel formation. It is incredible. Then it creates these little micro channels, these little openings, where we can then massage in this special growth factor. And I've done multiple sessions of this on my own head. It's the single most powerful treatment I've done.
Absolutely. I'm so glad, because that was the question I was just about to ask you. You got there right 30 seconds before me. I want to talk about scalp stimulation, and so I love this that you have that laser machine, and the difference between WES, because as a you know, a lot of the fans listening, and you're suffering with hair loss, you see they have the laser caps, and you see they have the laser little items and stuff that kind of you can put on your head and all of that. But so I love this again, and I love that you have the machine in your office that you can kind of, you know, really take it to the next level and kind of figure out what's going on with the client. I just have to say, first of all, this is, again, just incredible. So now, I got to say, Dr. Dorfman, we know that you're a doctor and all of this, and you're a surgeon and all, but what was your, I think you told us at the top, was that your inspiration when the fellow told you that you, you know, had some issues with hair loss? Was that what the motivation was, really, to start this whole career?
You're going to laugh. You know what's really funny is that my grandfather was a hairstylist, and I was raised by my grandparents. My mom and dad got, you know, they were got divorced, and my mom, I was a little bit of a problematic child, so my mom couldn't handle it. She shipped me to live with my grandmother, and my grandma was so strict. My grandpa was a hairstylist, and he was kind of like a father figure. He raised me. And I was considered, he's like a dad to me. So I always wanted to be like him. So I used to get these stuffed animals, and I would get scissors, and I wanted to cut my stuffed animals' hair to be like my grandpa. I was always just trying to cut their hair.
Wow.
So it's funny. And then, believe it or not, this is the most ironic part, is that my grandmother was so strict, she would never let me have the cool haircut. Like, all the kids back when I was growing up, they had the spiky hair that was super in style. And, like, she made me wear this, like, hideous bowl cut. It was the worst, and the only thing I wanted was to have the cool haircut like all the cool kids. So I would literally sit and sketch hairlines as a kid. I have all these drawings from when I was a kid. I was sitting there and drawing hairlines because that's the only thing I wanted, was to have a cool haircut, and I couldn't have it. And now, ironically, I draw hairlines for a living. I design hairlines for a living. So it's,
wow,
it's so crazy how full circle this has come. I've loved hair always. But yes, honestly, when I did start suffering from myself, it really triggered like me to, you know, at the end of my days, I would go to med school. I'd come back from lecture, and I would sit and start reading about what's going on in the hair loss world. What are the newest treatments? A lot, because I just wanted to help. I couldn't figure out what was going on with my own head. I was like, I need to do something about this. I was just like kind of obsessed.
Absolutely. Well, let me just tell you, you mentioned something, you just touched on something very important, and that is staying abreast, because there, you know, folks who are suffering with hair loss, we, you know, you'll think, oh, there's nothing I can do. It's a, you know, foregone conclusion. But there are always strides being made. There's always research being done. So this is why it's so important to connect with someone like Dr. Robert Dorfman. So Dr. Dorfman, just tell us, if you don't mind, I want to first just hear a little bit about your products. Please, you know, share with us a little bit about your products. And then tell us, how can we connect with you, whether it's through social media or anything like that, that you want to share? Because we'd love to send all of our folks, you know, have them speak with an expert.
Yeah, well, absolutely. So first of all, I want to say, if anyone listening is in the California area and whatever those can get here, any listeners for this show, if you call in and say you're listening to the show, I'll waive all consultation fees. Come on in. I just want people to come and talk to an expert. So, you know, if you're suffering from hair loss, I tell people you don't have to suffer. There are tons of treatment options available. Don't wait until the last, and that's the worst thing you could do. Get in, see someone, get started in a good regimen. And like I said, for any callers in the show, if you call our office, just tell them that you found us on the show, and we'll waive all consultation fees. And, you know, my social media, you can also find me at on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, it's at DRDORFMAN, Dr. Dorfman, and the website is www.donebydorfman.com. And like I said, if you're here in California, stop on by. Like, even if you just want to come and talk, I will talk about hair all day, every day. Our hours are open late. I really love to see patients, and, we keep the clinic open late. So, I just really emphasize, if you are out there, if you are suffering, do not despair. This is something that affects 80% of men worldwide, 50% of women after menopause especially. I mean, this is one of the most common problems known to man, and there are so many things you can do about it.
Exactly. And I will be making that trip out to the West Coast. And so I'll be knocking on your door, Dr. Dorfman, and we'll get some, we'll talk more, because this is such a great conversation to have. And I'm sure our fans are just loving this and appreciating this right now. So listen, I just want to say thank you. Anybody you want to shout out to? I want to say thank you, my goodness.
I'm going to shout out to my grandma, because I think she's listening.
Oh.
And she watches all the everything that I'm at. And she she raised me. She's the best. And I'm grateful now for all those bull haircuts and everything.
Yes.
But no, I love her so much. And
yeah, well, you're a part of a legacy, and I love that. Yeah, and that's what the biggest impetus for you getting this on this track and journey. So we just love it, and we're grateful for it, because you're sharing what you have learned and been part of, you know, through your family and education, with all of the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. It gets no better than that. So, Dr. Robert Dorfman, thank you. Thank you so much for being with us. And again, your website, donebydorfman.com. So I wanted to make sure and see that. Yeah. So we'll be in touch, and we'll have you back as well to share more about everything that you're doing. All right. So listen, thanks so much. All right, folks, keep it right here. We'll be right back. There's a lot more to unpack this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Once upon a time, there was a little black girl in the Brewster Projects of Detroit, Michigan. At 15, she was spotted by an Ebony Fashion Fair talent scout, and her modeling career took off.
You better work.
Work it, girl. Do your thing.
I have one thing to say.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Keri Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Spinning on the east side, I've been spinning on the west side, I've been spinning on the east side, I've been spinning on the west side, I've been spinning on the east side, I've been spinning on the west side, I've been spinning on the east side, I've been spinning on the west side, I've been.
Good morning, everybody. It's Keri Hines. I just want to say thank you. I have to thank you for helping us to get to 1,000 episodes of the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show on Blog Talk Radio. It has been an incredible journey. So in honor of that auspicious occasion, it is a great honor to bring to the airways one of our classic In the Vault segments. So up next, get a little closer, up next is something that we are replaying from our Hair Radio Vault. Take a listen. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Keri Hines. Now, I have a very, very special guest joining us today for the very, very first time. I want to say Maya Vanna and the lady behind it, I think the force behind it, we have with us right now. Again, first time on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Let me welcome Ms. Robin Gruber. Good morning to you. Good morning and welcome. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Keri. I appreciate it. We are so excited to be a part of your show. I've been hearing about it for years, and it's just exciting to meet you. Yes.
Thank you. And likewise, I have to say, I'm a big, big fan. I've heard all about Maya Vanna in the past, like, you know, just here and there, I'd check something on TV or, you know, somebody passing through and might mention. But I'm so happy to have you, you know, this whole thing come about. And before we go any further, I want to take a moment to acknowledge the folks who made this happen. First and foremost, let me just shout out to your colleague first, Shirley Dickerson and the folks, your team, to help put all this together and coordinate it for us at Maya Vanna. So this is really nice. And Sam from Sam Inham from BOPSA.org. who all of the new members that come to BOPSA, which, you know, for you guys out there who don't know, the Black-Owned Beauty Supply Association, and that's his website's BOPSA.org. Sam sends everybody to the Hair Radio Morning Show so we can really get them on and give them the biggest, warmest welcome that we can from everybody in the industry and our experience. So this is very special this morning to have you guys on, and someone so accomplished. I've talked to a lot of folks here, Robin. I got to say, you are definitely up there with all of this. I said, my goodness, you've been busy. So
thank you so much.
Welcome. Yes. Yeah. Well, listen, I want to kind of go back a little bit, but before we even get back to, you know, some of the background here. Tell the folks who this is the first time they're hearing about Maya Vanna. Tell us about Maya Vanna, please.
Absolutely. And first, I must do like you, Keri. I have to give a shout out to our team. Shirley Dickerson is our global brand manager, and Sam is one of our partners. Mm-hmm. He's such a jewel in the industry. Anytime we get to have legacy of that nature is just such a blessing. And just to give you a little clarity, my name is Robin D. Groover, and I'm actually Chief Hair Officer of My Ivana. Candace Mitchell Harris is our fearless founder and CEO.
Thank you for that.
And she is amazing. I'm quite sure we're going to be able to get her on the show as well.
Let me shout out Miss Candace. Thank you.
Yes,
thank you. Absolutely.
She is everything. We met about maybe 8 years ago. The company is now a decade. And so I am super excited about the growth and the good work that we do and helping save hair strands through technology. So from the My Ivana team, thank you, Carrie, for having us here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, let's talk about that. What exactly is My Ivana, and where did the name come from? I said to myself, where did the name, how did that all happen? And tell us a little bit more about that.
Yes, great question. Well, My Ivana, actually, we are a beauty tech company that makes software for hair. And the word My Ivana comes from your destination, which is hair nirvana.
And so that's how
My Ivana was created. Absolutely. And there's a
really cool story
behind that. And I'll save that for Candace. You know, we have to keep some things for her to talk about as well.
And I'm loving this. I think this is great. Yes. And speaking of your founder, Candace, and all the folks at My Ivana and everybody that I've just in this little bit of time have uncovered, I'm just blown away. You guys have taken this whole, to me, it's promotions, it's education, it's information, it's just everything out there with beauty and wellness and hair and it's even bigger than that. And you've merged it with technology. You've done so much, and I just love it. And we are just eating it up.
Yes, thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here. I'm going to calm down, but you hit it on the head.
Listen, I've got some questions for you. Now, you know what, and that's where we're going to start. Now, you mentioned, and you gave me some clarity, you are the chief hair officer. So, and I love that. I've never heard of a chief hair officer in 3 decades.
Well, yes, What's
the role that what does a chief hair officer do as a company? Tell us about that.
Very good question. I'll just give you a little background on how this all came together. I've been in the industry for 30 years plus and always a futurist in mindset. And in my salon, during this particular time, we were overwhelmed with the amount of paper when it came to doing consultations, which is, for us, the foundation of healthy hair, when you're consulting and servicing a client. And quite frankly, I asked God a question, and I was like, how do I stay relevant in beauty? And he the answer was, what gave you your most success? Which is ionic technology and ceramic tools. So the answer was technology. So needing a technology partner, I asked a direct question, and I was directed to My Ivana. And we had done projects before, and I found an email, called it, and there was Candace on the other line. And it's so amazing, Carrie, that throughout the years, we started seeing pictures where we had been together in the same places at the same time. And when I first met her, it was actually at a Bronner Brothers show. They were just launching. I was so proud of them because innovation is very important for our industry. And
absolutely.
With Candace's vision of seeking hair guidance as a computer scientist, she put a stake in the ground and took that opportunity and brought it to life. And so once I started looking at consultations, we would do hair and strand analysis in the salon, and I'm really big on process and systems, but building, you know, you have to pick your lane and keep on going and work it, you know, for the best of your ability. And so here comes Candace doing the same work with a different foundation of technology, and it was just a beautiful beginning. And so as chief hair officer, I came in actually looking for to build technology and found a technology family. And with that, being a chief hair officer started out with basically as an advisor, you know, because my experience with healthy hair and my methodology is very result-oriented. I feel that if you cannot transform the hair, it's not giving the client the best of its ability. And so with that, starting off with consultation, we started working from there, and they were in a phase of deep diving in the science of hair. And that, for hair geeks, made me so happy because now I had a place to go in the science without being frowned upon. Because, you know, we go in this industry a lot of times as artists. And what I realized with the hair challenges, if we're going to be solutionists, it has to start with the science. And that was the beginning of my chief hair officer pathway. It started and is rooted in consulting and the science of hair.
Amazing. Well, let me tell you something. You guys have, you've done some work. And when we hear, you know, science and, you know, kind of combining it with hair, we shouldn't run. And we shouldn't be fearful of science and the words like technology and kind of mixing all of that together, so to speak. You know, and so, you know, over the years, because even when I came along and when we started out several decades ago, you know, the industry, hair care in general was very different. And the natural, I call it a movement, but natural hair, it was a little different. Now there are parts of it that some consider to be, you know, people say trendy, this and that. But I go back to the days where it was very much spoke to a big, powerful message and all of that. And all this to say, you know, so what about yourself? Have you come across where folks, you know, when they hear the words science and technology, and, you know, some folks are thinking computers and, oh, I don't know that much about this, or I don't know that much about that, or what's been your experience?
Very good question, Carrie. Well, when it comes to my Ivana, people would always ask, what is it? What do you do? And what we realized, because we were so deep into science, that building, it was very important for us to have community and sisterhood and brotherhood around it, because that's what really connects people together, is the fact that it's how you make someone feel. And that's what this is all about. It's about being able to take the tools like technology and computers and great products and great people and great brands and bring it within an ecosystem that really supports you wherever your journey starts. So that is a part of this process that we've been able to really put some legs and give the whole entire ecosystem a place to park, because we work with brands, consumers, salon owners, large companies that are manufacturers, distributors, associations, and it was because we really positioned ourselves as an industry partner. Now, when it comes to technology, the thing that is fascinating for me as a creative is that we have no walls and no boundaries of how much we can create, because the container is infinite. And that is the exciting part. So we get to have this playground of being a worldwide concierge for those who are seeking guidance in hair care, whether it's in the palm of your hand, on your laptop, whether you see us at a trade show or talk to one of our consultants on the phone. We're really building a culture of meeting you where you are. So when it comes to the technology, if someone's interested to deep dive in that, we have something for you. If you're like, I just want a good shampoo, what is my texture? We can answer those questions as well. So that's the exciting part about being a beauty tech company, because it merges everything together. And also, it gives opportunity in the cosmetology space, the hair care space, for people to seek careers beyond the chair. And that's what we're excited about.
And that's a big, that's everybody, well, I'll say lots of folks have been on the show, you know, in the cosmetology space. I love how you put that. That's exactly what they're looking for. They love, you know, the career that it has, you know, everything that it's allowed me to do, and it was nothing against cosmetology or anything at all like that. They're just looking to kind of go to another level, or to, you know, just become, you know, more, I guess, better known in the industry, for lack of a better way to say that. And I just love that you guys, you hit every point, though, everybody in, you know, on this whole spectrum of hair and beauty, you guys cover every aspect, it looks like to me. So this is amazing. That's the way it seems. Okay, well, first, you're welcome. Let me bring everybody up to speed here. If you guys are just tuning in, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and I'm here, of course, in Brooklyn, New York. Now, I have a very, very special guest who is, I'm going to call you now, the CHO. She's the Chief Hair Officer for an incredible company that you guys have already heard of them. My Ivana, you guys have been around for a while now. And my very special guest today is Robin Groover, who is just doing big, big things. Let me just say that. And just going a little bit about your own story, I just, one of the big questions that I really had, and even though you talked a little bit about the background, who inspired you? That is what, whereas I'm reading through everything, I'm like, well, hold it. Who poured this into you? You're so dynamic. So how did that all come about?
Gary, thank you. It was my mom. I grew up as an only child, and love.
Wow.
Yes.
No, hold on. I thought the only child was supposed to be shy. I thought the only child was supposed to be shy. Isn't that a stereotype?
Yes. I am an introvert, really, though. I am. It was the amount of love that she poured in, and she never even, I don't know, I never even thought about limitation. I never thought about anything was impossible. And so all of my friends and family would say, oh, yeah, you know, Robin's in La La Land. And so I was like, well, you know, it's pretty cool here. And that's why I love Patty.
Wow.
Because I could think about something and I had no boundary. And so that's kind of how I live. I'm really a free spirit. Carrie, and my mom was my inspiration, and I asked God every step, you know, which way I should go. And even in his guidance, my missteps are still on purpose. And I think that that's the beauty about life is that, you know, when you are guided in love and you are rooted in great counsel of people who care about you, your mistakes, your bumps, your bruises, your learnings, all of it has purpose behind it. And so, therefore, you know, you end up in some places that you never would have expected. And that's kind of how I've been tracking along. And in the industry, Dolores Green from my hometown, Savannah, Georgia, she gave me my first opportunity to be a salon owner. I was too young to even know that it was a risk. And Mr. McBride, who is the founder of McBride Research Laboratories of Design Essentials, he gave me an opportunity to work in research and development, and that's when I realized that the chair was possible. Looking at him, I knew being a CEO was possible. Belinda Baker, she was the first educator that I saw that it blew my mind how she spoke, how she was able to carry a crowd and her knowledge base. She was inspiration instantly. And those are the people who really inspired me in the hair industry. As a, you know, salons, I started studying the top 200 salons in the country, doing a million or more in revenue, and I realized that people of color, we weren't on the list. And that was shocking.
Wow.
And this was in the late 90s, early 2000s. And what I realized, the business models were the same. All you had to do was plug in your business DNA and follow the guide of really building a corporation. And, you know, I started out in the industry very young because my only goal had was freedom, period. And so with that, I had a lot of limitations. However, being a self-study, self-taught entrepreneur, I was able to find my way to understanding there's a difference between small business and big business. And that was another reason technology was attractive, because I had done small business well. And I knew that it was something I did not know. So that drove me to studying different industries, different models. And I give a shout out to Candace again. Being a graduate from Georgia Tech, the pathway in the technology world, especially for a young person of color, gave this point of view of this is how you do big business. And
absolutely.
With that, we were able to merge wisdom in the industry and eyes of the future to start creating models that fit us better. Because truthfully, in the tech world, what was interesting when I first started learning about it, I was like, this is for trust fund babies. This is not for us. They are giving funding to ideas. No, where I come from, you better have a client before you open a business. You better know your revenue stream before you start, you know, doing a business.
Right.
So it was brand new and exciting. And just being able to learn all the time is exciting as well. I would share with any of the audience members, always be a student. You know, and make sure the people that you team up with and you connect with, that there's an alignment that begins on a spiritual level, because the world is hard enough to fight the obstacles of keeping your faith when you're not in alignment. And the thing that I know that holds this company together with a super glue is we are rooted in understanding that our steps are guided by God. And being in an entrepreneur setting, we get to say that boldly. You know, I never understood the corporate, what do they call it, protocols of, yes, of what to say and not what not to say and what was politically correct. That's what I'm looking for.
Right.
You didn't have to go that route. And that's what I would say to anybody. The thing about all the people in our company, they follow their truth. And what I love about Shirley, who's our global brand manager,
Shirley Dickinson,
corporate in the level of excellence. So all the things that I don't know, she keep us in order and of true excellence. And so I tell anybody, you know, rather your career path takes you straight into entrepreneurship or takes you to higher learning to get a PhD, or you follow your bliss as an artist, be in alignment, stay on purpose, know your truth, and trust. Trust the journey because it's purpose in all the stumbling blocks. And then when you get to these milestones to celebrate, they mean a lot. And so those are the things that we really live by. And well, I think that's important.
I am just blown away. And I love everything about your story and what you have done connecting with my Ivana. I think this is amazing. And I just want to know, well, first, let me just ask you, how would people find out more about my Ivana? And all that
I'm so
do,
glad you asked.
Yes, please.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
On Instagram, we're at My Ivana Hair. And My Ivana Hair Care. And let me just give an overview about what we do that's exciting
Absolutely.
For the listeners.
Yeah.
Please. One, for all of you who are searching for answers, rather it's manageability, dry hair, thinning hair, damaged hair, or even you don't know exactly what to do with your hair. We actually have a digital assessment that you answer some questions and you can get an instant recommendation of what direction to go in. That's part one. And
I
this
saw
is
that and I was in, blown away with that.
Yes,
that I, wow.
And science and knowledge and technology all wrapped up in one. Then you say, okay, Robin, all good, but I still need more. We have an amazing My Ivana in the lab experience where we actually do strand analysis. So
wow.
We'll send you a hair kit and you can comb through. We have five sections of your head that you comb your hair through. Natural shedding, you don't have to cut it. You put it in an envelope, send it back to us. We have an amazing lead analyst, Tanisha. She is, I mean, brilliant. She's a scientist. Like, when you see her, and her hair is amazing, but to know that these women of color, these black women from science and engineering and cosmetology and all the ologies come together because we care. And
love
she
it.
And her team analyze the strands. You actually get a healthy hair care plan. And you can see it on our app, because we do have an app. We're rooted in technology, as well as everything that you need, from your shampoo and conditioner all the way down to what hair tips, techniques, and tools. The other thing, Carrie, we are agnostic. So what that means is we don't have products that are under the Myavana brand. We partner with other product lines. We take them to research. We look and see, what does this product do well? We put it in the system. And so for those customers that are seeking solutions with our technology tool, it will actually give the guidance of what products work best. So now we have opportunities for product owners and consumers to actually come together that their hair texture, type, and condition works the best with. And that is such a blessing, because one of the things that Candace couldn't believe when she was in school as a computer scientist was the fact that how could she not get an app that's going to tell her what to use on her hair, as she was having these challenges. And these hair journeys are not something that we just do, but it's something that we live. And that's the exciting part. So those are two of our offerings. And as I said earlier, we have a whole entire ecosystem. So for those people who are looking to be a part of the industry, we actually have a hair and beauty network. And you'll get to talk to Shirley if you sign up for that, who we've mentioned several times in this interview, because Shirley is over the hair and beauty network. So what we do is an assessment, like a business assessment or career assessment, and figure out your goals and how we can support you in it. And then we get a plan together and help you on that journey. And, of course, Sam is a huge part of that, because the Black Beauty Supply stores are so integral for our ecosystem as well. And so now you have this great opportunity of merging the two together, and this is where we sit that we're excited about in this season, is retail innovation. So if you have a beauty supply store, you're a salon owner, or even e-commerce, we have a tool that will help customize for your offerings that actually take a picture using AI technology and machine learning, will give the customer their texture, type, and condition, and automated instant results of what products to choose out of your particular offering bucket. So it's so many wonderful things that are happening in our company.
That's unbelievable. Yes, and I love that. I love that. Again, you know, folks, and I just want to make sure. Yes, absolutely. Our fans, that they know that this is a great positive side of technology. And I really mean it. And I love everything that Robin has said today on the show. And I'm just a listening. it's innovation on steroids, okay? This is incredible. So we're loving everything. So Chief Hair Officer, you guys have done it at Myavana. So I'm just loving it. So your website now is myavana.com?
Yes, www.myavana.com. And you can read all about us there. It's a great place to start with your journey. Our Instagram, and we just started on TikTok really good. Our lead hair consultant, Karen, she's exciting. So this part, Carrie, you talked about the technology and the positive side.
Yes.
We all need those human touch points. So you can actually book a consultation with one of our hair consultants, and they'll do a video consultation and help you with your hair journey at that
You guys have thought of everything. I don't think I can
we
say what's next.
Excited.
That's usually my question at the way, towards the end. But you've done it. So I can't wait to hear what you guys, what you're planning for that you haven't already thought of. So that's my big question to you, Robin Hoover. Yes, and I'm loving my Ivana. I'm loving it. So what are some of the other things that, if there's one thing that you know, that you have on that big vision board out there, again, I can't imagine what that would be because you've got everything under the sun, which is fabulous. It's fabulous for our industry. So I thank you, completely. And your entire team at My Ivana. So let me just put that
thank
on out there.
Thank you so much.
And what
we're
team
so excited.
Started.
Yes. We're excited. And I'll tell you what's happening this year. We are doing IBS. New York,
Pavilion.
Yes, you have to come by and
you
spend
know what?
Time with us.
Robin, I go to IBS every single year. So I usually they're on my show. I have the director, the ED is always on my show here each year. And
I
so
love
that. Yes. So and I go every year. Now, while you're in New York, this is great because I myself am having a special show on March 6th at, during the mid.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Hines. Of a Sway's Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
So now, are you still doing hair? Are you still working in the hair stuff, or are you putting that on hold? What's going on with you, Lasonya Nicole, and the hair industry?
To wake up and not do hair would be unheard of. That would be like you waking up and not doing the radio.
That ain't going to happen. That's true. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
But so
for Lasonya, I don't just do hair. That's not, you know, what I like to classify it as. Really, really do educate. The consumers and stylists. It's really a strong focus in hair care for me. That's where my passion is. That's where my heart is. You know, getting people to understand that protective styles are not always protective. The health and the health of the hair, the health of the scalp. And so, since I'm doing the Hair Radio Morning Show, I opened up a new salon in our big Westfield Mall in Annapolis.
Awesome.
Yeah, so I have a salon in Annapolis Mall that's doing really well. It's called Salon MW. So that's salon, then the letter M, the word double, and the letter U. And that is my baby. We have multiple stylists that are coming in. I really wanted to be in a different area, and I really wanted to focus on merging the gap in the, you know, a lot of times hair is pretty, you know, kind of segregated. You know, typically black folks go to a black salon, white folks go to a white salon, and so forth and so forth. And I really wanted to be in an area to be able to merge that. And that's why I chose to go into Annapolis Mall. We focus
now,
a lot on.
Has it worked out? Yes.
Okay. It's great. You know, in the morning you have the walkers that come in. You know, we do a lot of extensions. So we are certified in quite a few extension methods inside the salon. So it has been really, really great. I'm not quite sure. I didn't go to Annapolis a long time ago. But I love it. I absolutely love it. And just one brief thing, like I was struggling with a name for the salon, and I could not come up with a name. And
what
I had, you know, like I was.
Kerry Hines?
It wasn't
speaking to me at that point in time. But to that point is how I got to Salon MW. So my family's last name is McGriff Wallace, and so we go by all the time. But I was listening to a podcast, and in this podcast, it was speaking about how as Black people, we always take our money from our family and we give it to another family. It was talking about how, you know, like Walmart is named after the Waltons and Maybach, or you take your money and you give it to Wells Fargo, who is two different families. And so from listening to that podcast, I was like, yeah, I'm going to leave money for my family. And that's how I came up with the Salon MW. But double is spelled out just to have a little, you know, twist on the MW. So it's named after my family. It's named after my children, which half is, you know, half of my children. We have a blended family, so half has a last name that starts with the M, and the other half has a last name that starts with the W. And so it was like, yeah, this is going to be our legacy. So we're projecting to open up another Westfield mall, and then, you know, we want to continue to open up salons in different places in different Westfield malls. So that's where we are right now.
I love that. Yes, leaving that legacy with the actual name. I love that. I love that. Now, it's in your salon. Do you focus on all types of hair care? You mentioned the extensions, but do you do natural hair and just everything?
So extensions is not extensions is not what I would necessarily call hair care, but we focus on the health of the hair and the health of the scalp. That is where we focus. Like, we have the spa treatments. Like, you know, there's going to be some type of treatment that's always done when you come in that caters to the scalp or caters to your hair. And then from there, it's all about the products that we're putting in your hair and the way. You know, like, for instance, like with our silk press, a lot of people get silk presses all the time, but their hair is damaged. Their curls don't convert back.
Right.
They have a lot of breakage.
Right.
So our process with the silk press, where you have to go through training for it, guarantees that your hair always converts back. You have to know the difference between whether you're using a tourmaline flat iron or whether you're using a ceramic flat iron, because those heat settings need to be different. So that's where we're coming in, focusing on the health of the hair and the health of the scalp. You know, like if your scalp, like we have machines that can see if the pores in your scalp are blocked or if you have multiple follicles coming out of a pore or just one, or if that follicle is damaged. And so we need to do treatments to get the health of that follicle back or the health of the strands of hair back. So that's what I mean when I say we focus on the health of the hair and the health of the scalp, because you can't have healthy hair when you don't have a healthy foundation.
Exactly. And
that's where it starts.
I want to jump in and say it's not just, you know, covering. And I understand.
Yeah.
And I get what you're saying.
And, you know, a lot of people are like, you know, they are healthy hair care, but what does that mean? What does it mean to have healthy hair care? It's not just, you know, like even when we do extensions, there's a proper way to put extensions in. And then there is a way that when you put extensions in, as we see a lot of times now, people come out of extensions and weaves and don't have any edges. So what is it that you do to prevent and make sure that that protective style is actually really, truly protective? So that's where we come in, and we focus a lot on true hair and scalp care.
Sometimes the sun goes round the moon. I see the passion in your eyes.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com, because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. Yes, I'm Carrie Hines. It's Wednesday morning, February 7th, 2024. If you're on the East Coast, it's about 12 more minutes before the hour, and I'm so happy to have you guys with us. It's been a great, great broadcast today. I want to kind of mention a couple things and want to thank everybody for being part of the whole show. It was just fabulous today. Yes, but tomorrow on Thursday, we have Sunset Prizes coming up in the third hour, so you don't want to miss that. And also just some updates on the shows for next week. We have some more guests joining us again that are new to the show or have not been with us before, so we don't want you to miss any of that. Plus, we're going back to some giveaways that we've done before right here on the show. Hope you enjoyed Dr. Dorfman in the first part of the broadcast. Tomorrow, we're also doing a playback of the wonderful lady who was with us, who is like a superstar expert at what she does in the way of self-defense. We're going to try to get that on for you as well. Want to thank the folks who made today's show possible. Folks at BeOfiGlobal.com, you go girl, special t-shirt offer. You guys remember that Sam Enon and the folks at BOPSA have put together this campaign that if you wear their t-shirt, again, for You Go Girl, you can get paid. So it's the letter U. That's You Like Uniform. So You Go Girl t-shirt special. You can also find out more about it at BOPSA.org. That's Sam's wonderful company. Again, the Black-Owned Beauty Supply Association.org, B-O-B-S-A, as well as so much more. Beofi Global, let me just spell that again. It's B-E-Y-O-F-I global.com. So that's B like boy, E like Edward, Y like yellow, O like Oscar, F like Frank, I like India, global.com. So Beofi Global. Great news, speaking about Beofi.com. Beofi.com, yes, it'll work too. Beofi Global will take you to everything that they have. So, they were with us on Friday, this past Friday's show. You guys need to Google that show. It was the date of February 2nd. That broadcast was phenomenal. And the whole show from top to bottom, beginning to end. But my favorite part probably was the end, the third hour, where the Beofi folks joined us and the founder, Dr. Bernard Evans. So we were so happy to have him on the show. The great news is he's coming back to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I've got my fingers crossed, but we're hoping to get him on this Friday for part two. If you missed it, you need to play it back. And then coming up this Friday, it'll be brand new. And looking forward to having him live back here for a whole nother round of talk. Sharply at 8. We should only be in that space between 8 and 8:30, so you don't want to miss that. And so much more. Also,
want to say again, You Go Girl t-shirt offer. Please, please, please get those t-shirts. They don't cost a dime. Sam himself, Sam Inon, the man behind all of that, will be with us coming up. Should be on the 16th of February, so still in honor of Black History Month. We're pushing forward with all of that. Update Catherine Rondebel from Headbed. We had to move Catherine back a little bit. We'll keep you informed. Hopefully we'll have an update on her. She's feeling better on tomorrow's broadcast as well. So much, folks. And if you just heard the interview we did, that was a playback for Robin Groover of the Maya Vanna folks. Let me just say this. Robin Groover is with Maya Vanna. Maya Vanna is always at the International Beauty Show, which is in March, again, this year of 2024. I love them. And yes, Maya Vanna and Robin Groover, they're all apart, and I'll see them at the International Beauty Show in New York. We call IBS, IBS New York, which will be March 3rd, 4th, and 5th of 2024. So I'll be there again to cover. And before that, coming up again on the 21st of February, another update, Elizabeth, she runs all of that. She's the event director for the IBS New York show. So, yeah, they have about 80,000 folks. I'm glad to have a little bit of her time to talk to our fans right here live on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So we got a lot going on. And I just want to say thank you just to everybody for supporting us, for, you know, just everybody. If you missed any part of today's broadcast, we've got you covered. The really good news is that we're going to try to put this on our Hair Radio Morning Show, fan page. So please, that's on Facebook. Simply look for the Hair Radio Morning Show, and you should be able to find it. Again, just the most incredible folks. Why don't we take a little bit of a commercial break? We'll be right back. And just kind of, boy, we are really closing it down here on the show, so it'll probably be time just for the outro, but stay with us. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Group in New York is going to be different from Celestine in LA,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
Streeters in New York is going to be different from Art and Commerce in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Art and Commerce in New York is going to be different from, what do you call it, and Beauty in LA.
Mm-hmm.
All the agencies are different.
Yeah.
And you have to first seek to understand and to be understood.
Mm-hmm.
When you start looking for an agency, it's your job to spend the time to visit the agency's websites, see the kinds of artists they have, see the presentations of the artists that they are representing, how those artists are presenting themselves, and look at what you have and say, am I in line with this?
Mm-hmm.
Is this the agency I want to be with? Are they actually getting their artists the kind of jobs that I want? And then you put together a hit list of like five agencies.
Mm-hmm.
And then put down the reasons why you're interested. Write down for yourself, this is why I'm interested in this agency. This is why I think I'm a fit. Because the reasons that...
Okay. Katrina, wanted to kind of jump in, you being one of the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show, and to talk about the subject of friends and friendship. And, in terms of being a fan and a friend, don't you have folks that sometimes it feels like they don't want to hear the truth? And do you ever have a problem being truthful with your friends?
Yes, I have quite a bit of people who doesn't like to hear the truth. Friends, mainly sometimes family. But I just sometimes feel like you gotta be truthful to them. Like, tell them what they don't want to hear in order for them to either grow up or make a change or either work on themselves in order to be better in life instead of being a standstill. Because if you don't tell them the truth, they'll think everything that they're doing is okay, but it's not. You need to tell them, but you got to be nice with it and telling them that can't be mean, but you still got to be truthful in order for them to fix and work on themselves to move forward in life.
Katrina.
Hey, everybody. It's Keisha McAllister. You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Keep it right here because your hair speaks volumes.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
It's time again to bring today's edition of The Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. On behalf of program creator Carrie Hines and the entire broadcast family, we say thank you to our fans for tuning in, and we hope you enjoyed today's presentation. It's a great honor to get your day started in the most informative and entertaining way possible. And we at Hair Radio take that task very seriously. I'm Ophelia, one of the newest additions to the lineup at the Hair Radio Morning Show. First, let's thank our incredible advertisers, beginning with our legacy sponsors. Rugged Evolution Beard Care,